This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. More COVID-19 testing sites are opening this week in southeastern Wisconsin, including two state-sponsored ones in Latino and African-American neighborhoods in Milwaukee. Those two sites are at 5760 West Capitol Drive and 2701 South Chase Avenue. COVID-19 has had a disproportionate impact on some Black and Latino neighborhoods in the city, but the locations are open to everyone. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett urges people to drive or walk up and take the free test, saying citizens do not have to have symptoms of the virus.
And there's some controversy to this because this will be the first time that we will be offering asymptomatic testing. You do not need to have an appointment. You do not need to have insurance. As we get more testing capacity, and what we're doing is we're working with Exact Sciences out of Madison, is getting the test to them, and they're going to turn them around hopefully within 48 hours.
Barrett says the Wisconsin National Guard will do the testing and have the ability to do 500 tests per day. He says some politicians and health officials believe it's better to focus limited resources on people with COVID-19 symptoms so they can be quickly isolated if they test positive, and tracing of recent contacts can center on them. But Medical College of Wisconsin President and CEO Dr. John Raymond says he agrees with Barrett that asymptomatic testing should be done.
We have excess capacity. There's a lot of mythology about how many people are asymptomatic and may have the infection. The best thing we can do is go study our own community.
10 Milwaukee Common Council members have issued a joint statement supporting the new COVID-19 test sites. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.